Chapter 7. Night Swimming. We didn't hear anything from the Cottons for nearly 2 weeks. But during that time, something happened which pushed them out of my mind. When I came downstairs on the second Sunday, Topaz was there, but not Stephen. "He's gone to London," she told me. "I hate that Fox Cotton woman," I said. "Well, I told him to be careful," Topaz said. "Does she want more than to take photographs of him?" I suddenly realised why I didn't want him to go. "Well, somebody will, but I'd prefer it to be a nice girl from the village." Then Topaz looked at me hard. "Do you like him?" she said. "He's very handsome and nice too." "He's a very good person," I answered carefully. "I don't understand myself. If Stephen is handsome, why don't I like him that way? Or do I?" The next morning, a beautiful blue journal arrived in the post. It was from Simon. Then he and Neil called and asked us to go for a picnic. Father was in London again, and Topaz didn't want to join us, so only Rose and I went. They drove us to the sea, and Neil cooked meat over a fire on the beach. In America, this is called a barbecue. It was a lovely day. Neil was even nice to Rose. Well, most of the time. But that day, she was at her very best. She laughed and played and fell in the sand. Simon watched her all the time. Late in the afternoon, he turned to Neil with a smile and said in front of Rose, "Hasn't she changed?"
"Yes, she's much better," said Neil.
He smiled at Rose, and she smiled back, and just for that minute, they seemed really friendly. "Do you agree with Neil?" she said, turning to Simon.
"I think that this rose is right for the sea and the sun, and the other rose is right for candlelight," Simon replied.
He was looking straight at her, and she looked back at him in a strange way, like a child. Then she smiled sweetly. I realised that this was an important moment, and I think that Neil did too. After that, he was cold to Rose again, and she stopped speaking to him. It seemed very sad when they were so friendly before. That evening, Father came home.
"I was with Mrs. Cotton on the train," he said, "and I've invited her to dinner next Saturday, with Simon and Neil, of course."
Topaz was really angry.
"Why did you do that?" she shouted at him. "What will we give them to eat? And what on? We've sold all the dining room furniture."
"Oh, give them ham and eggs," said Father. "They won't care. And they've given us enough ham."
He sounded so sure. We all stared at him like we wanted to kill him. Suddenly, he looked down at the floor.
"I just felt that I had to. She has invited us to Scotney Hall again next week, and I think that my brain's not working, because I forgot about the dining room furniture."
He looked sadly at Topaz. "Don't worry, we'll do it," she said softly. "It will be fun." we decided to make a table from the door of the chicken house and put it close to the window seat so three more people could sit there. We invited the vicar too and borrowed his best plates and glasses. Rose borrowed a black dress from Topaz and looked beautiful in it. Topaz cooked all day, helped by a girl from the farm called Ivy. Our dinner menu was ham soup, cold chicken and ham, fruit salad, the Cotton sent the fruit, and ice cream. Mrs. Cotton talked a lot through dinner, but she was very easy to be with. After, Neil and Simon helped wash the dinner things, while Stephen took Ivy home. Then Simon wanted to look at the castle, so Rose, Thomas and I got lanterns and showed him and Neil around, starting with the gatehouse tower and around the tops of the walls. Thomas showed them the bathroom. At the same time, Rose and I ran to the bedroom and put candles there.
"Is there some way that you can leave me and Simon alone?" Rose said quietly. "I'll think of something," I said, as we heard them coming out of the bathroom.
"Who sleeps in the big bed?" asked Simon when they entered.
"Rose," I said quickly.
It was my turn to sleep in it, but I didn't want him to imagine her in the little metal one. Neil sat on the window seat and looked down at the moat. Suddenly, I had an idea.
"Do you like swimming?" I asked him.
"I love it," he replied.
"What, are you going to swim tonight?" said Thomas.
I gave him a look which meant, "Don't ask questions."
"Yes, it will be fun," I said. "Can you lend Neil your swimming shorts?"
"I'm sorry, Simon. There's only one pair. But you can have them after Neil. Rose mustn't swim because she gets colds." This was a lie. Rose is as strong as a horse. It's me who gets colds.
"We'll watch from the window," said Simon.
I quickly found my swimming things and ran after Thomas.
"What are you doing?"
he said as he gave me the shorts.
"It will be freezing."
This was true. We never swim in the moat until July or August. Even then, it's usually very cold.
"I'll explain later," I said.
"Don't try to stop Neil." Neil changed in the bathroom, and then we both walked down the tower steps to the moat. The water was black and gold under the moonlight. I put one foot in and pulled it back quickly. It was like ice. Then Neil jumped in and came up quickly.
"Oh, that's cold," he shouted.
"Now come in, Cassandra, or I'll pull you in."
I jumped in next to him.
It was freezing, like being cut with knives.
I swam quickly, and Neil swam next to me.
"It gets easier," he said.
Soon it didn't feel as bad, and I was enjoying myself. We swam under Belmont and all round the moat until we were back to where we started. Then we climbed out. We were sitting by the moat when Father shouted,
"We're taking Mrs. Cotton and the vicar to look at Belmont."
I looked up to see them walking across the drawbridge. Thomas was at the front, carrying a lantern.
"We should go in now," I said to Neil.
I left him by the kitchen fire while I went upstairs to get our only good towel and our clothes. I was just outside the bedroom door when I heard Simon say, "Rose, will you marry me?" I didn't move. Of course I wanted Rose to say yes, but she was silent. Then she said, very quietly, "Kiss me, please, Simon." They were silent again, for a long time. Then Rose said, "Yes, please." I decided to go in, because I wanted them to tell me. I wanted it to be true. When I pushed the door open, they were standing very close together. Simon looked over her head and smiled at me. I hope that I smiled back and didn't look too surprised. His beard was gone.
"Is it all right if Rose marries me?" Simon asked. Then we were all talking at the same time. I put my arms round Rose and shook hands with Simon.
"I must take Neil his clothes," I said finally, and turned towards the bathroom.
"How do you like Simon without his beard?" Rose shouted. "I asked him to cut it off."
"Wonderful," I shouted back. When I got back to the kitchen, Neil smiled at me.
"Isn't it great?" I cried. "Simon and Rose are getting married."
Neil's smile immediately went. He took the towel.
"Neil, please, why do you hate Rose so much?"
He started drying his legs.
"I liked her a lot at first."
"But why not now?"
He looked at me.
"Because she only wants his money. And you know it, Cassandra."